From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. More than 30 people are now known dead, dozens more wounded in a car bombing in a Shia neighborhood of Baghdad Wednesday. The blast occurred near a busy marketplace in Sadr City. The Sunni extremist group Islamic State has claimed responsibility. President Obama will visit the site of the dropping of the first atomic bomb this month. The White House announcing Tuesday Mr. Obama will be in Japan for a Group of Seven meeting and visit Hiroshima May 27th, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to do so. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the president's purpose is not to dwell on the past, but seek a nuclear-free future.
The president certainly does understand that the United States bears a special responsibility. The United States continues to be the only country to have used nuclear weapons, and it means that our country bears a special responsibility to lead the world in an effort to eliminate them.
Presidential adviser Ben Rhodes ruled out the possibility Mr. Obama would apologize for the bombing of both Hiroshima and Nagasaki aimed at bringing an end to the Second World War. Two former Rwandan mayors are on trial in Paris, accused of orchestrating massive and systematic summary executions during the 1994 genocide. Octavian Ngenzi and Tito Barahira are alleged to have played a direct role in the massacre of hundreds of minority Tutsis who had taken refuge in a church in the eastern town of Kabarondo in April of 1994. A lawyer for the plaintiffs, Richard Gisara, said such a trial requires a justified sentence, and that, he says, would be the maximum penalty. The two mayors who deny any wrongdoing face life imprisonment if convicted. It's the second trial for crimes against humanity and genocide by a special Paris court, set up to prosecute suspected killers of 800,000 who perished in Rwanda. This is VOA News. The group of nations promoting a resolution to the Syrian conflict are to meet in Vienna next week to discuss the violence and efforts to stop it. U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau said Tuesday that Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart will spearhead the latest effort by the 17-nation International Syria Support Group.
He will co-host with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov this meeting to reaffirm and strengthen the nationwide cessation of hostilities throughout Syria. He'll discuss the tangible steps the ISSG can support and take to ensure full, unimpeded, and sustained humanitarian access throughout the country, especially in the besieged and hard-to-reach areas. And he'll advance discussions between the Syrian parties on a genuine political transition in accordance with the Geneva Communique.
A recent uptick in violence in and around the northern city of Aleppo has threatened to scuttle the cessation of hostilities. In U.S. presidential politics Tuesday, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump coasted to victory in two more state primary elections, West Virginia and Nebraska. On the Democratic side, Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders defeated former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in West Virginia. Embattled Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff faces an impeachment vote in the Senate today. Her attorney general has asked the Supreme Court to annul the proceedings, insisting they're politically motivated.
Eu me sinto injustiçada, sim.
Ms. Rousseff, addressing hundreds of supporters in Brasilia, said she's a victim of injustice, but she's a fighter, a victim who will never give up. Wednesday's vote to send her case to trial will result in her suspension from office, leaving Vice President Michel Temer to take her place temporarily. Ms. Rousseff alleged to have violated fiscal rules in lead-up to her 2014 re-election. She denies any wrongdoing. The rights group Amnesty International said babies and small children were among nearly 150 people who died so far this year at a military barracks in northeast Nigeria. The group said some 1,200, one in 10 of which are children, are being detained at the Giwa barracks in Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State. A suicide car bombing in the eastern Afghan region bordering Pakistan killed at least 10, wounded more than 20 late Tuesday. The attack occurred in Nazian district of Nangarhar province. Children were among the fatalities. The Obama administration has accused China of continuing to impose high taxes on U.S. chicken exports and refusing to comply with global trade rules. The U.S. Trade Representative says the White House is mounting a challenge at the World Trade Organization. A U.S. military college has denied a request by a newly admitted Muslim female student to wear a religious head covering along with her uniform. The Citadel, a public military school in South Carolina, said last month it was considering the request to wear the hijab. But Citadel President retired Lieutenant General John Rosa said uniformity is the cornerstone of the school's four-year leader development model. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.